Visit us online at royalwindows.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would do it.
Yeah! All right, 7:06 on this Tuesday, June 16th. Glad you're with us. Beautiful day today. We are blessed to do what we do, and we're blessed that you are listening to us. We don't take it for granted. Thank you so much. You've got a lot of options where you can listen every day, and so we're very thankful. A tradition that we've started, Roger, way back, I can't remember, maybe the first year that Tommy and I did the show together.
Right.
2004, and every year since, even when you joined the show, what, 15 years ago, is we've had the Miss Arkansas on the Monday or Tuesday following.
16.
Yeah, and so today is another one of those days, and we have 21-year-old Ava Weeks, our new Miss Arkansas. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, Ava.
Pull that mic up and get right up on it. There you go. We are honored that we're the first radio show that you are doing. You've done all the TV, right?
Yes, I've done all of the TV.
All the TVs, yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Are you exhausted? How do you feel?
It's finally setting in. I'm not exhausted. Which is wild because I have not slept at all. That's just not happening.
Yeah,
but
well, you're riding on fumes and excitement.
Oh my goodness, yes, pure adrenaline.
You're a Conway girl, right?
I am. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, too. Speaking of Conway, do need to mention Lacey Fleming Glover, who is your host, and she is the executive director. She's a Conway, Hampton Conway, and she actually did something on this station back in like 2004. We won't remember that, but your experience is going to be a lot more fun. So you were crowned Saturday.
If I can find it.
You were crowned Saturday night. Miss Southwest Arkansas, is that what it is?
Yes.
Where's that? Where
So I go to Ouachita Baptist University.
Yeah.
And so that makes me qualify for the Southwestern pageants.
Gotcha.
And that is hosted in Hope, Arkansas.
Gotcha.
Yes.
This is your third year in the system. We were saying, Roger, during the break that it's very difficult to like win this thing in 1 year. You know, it's sort of, hey, you got to pay your dues, the way the system works. And this is so have you finished in the top 10 in the last couple of years?
So it's really crazy. I have never even made top 15.
Wow. Okay. So this is, you're sort of a long shot to win this year, maybe. Okay.
Yes. And I think it really just took the first 2 years and knowing, okay, wait, we need to kick it in gear.
Okay. Yeah.
And so just learning how to figure some things out and work my butt off, honestly, and now we're here. So,
where'd you go to high school?
I went to Conway High School.
Yeah,
yes.
Your parents are in. It's Jeff and who?
April.
Jeff and April, your parents, and you've got a sister.
Yes, I have a twin sister.
Twin sister,
and an older sister, and a younger sister. So four.
Wow.
Girls.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, went to Conway High, and you're studying. What are you studying at OBU?
Secondary English Education.
Okay.
So high school English teacher.
So that's what you were sort of. That's what you were gearing towards. That's what you were shooting for.
Yes.
So now, obviously, you'll be training for Miss America coming up.
Yes.
Now, during the earlier segment, Roger, we were talking about Phantom of the Opera.
Mm-hmm.
You sang a song from Phantom of the Opera as your talent. And what was the name of it?
It's called Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again.
So, Roger, we were saying we've never seen that. And so the question was, do we need to watch that? Do we need to find that? Does anybody even do the play anymore? Do we just need to watch it as a movie?
I mean, I
you did not
seen.
Know. So it's funny.
I know.
You had not seen it. You just liked the song.
I love the song.
Really?
I saw, Miss Pennsylvania in like 2014 at Miss America won overall talent with it.
Yeah.
So
song.
Yeah. With that song,
So you won you won the talent competition.
I did.
And I think, did you win the interview? I don't know if you can win that. Can you win the interview?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I didn't win the interview,
okay,
but I won overall on stage, like conversation, which is like the question that they ask, and then talent.
Chris Kane is our good buddy. He does a show with us on Monday. He was the host.
He's incredible.
He's been doing that for a while. It's interesting, platform.
Yes.
Thank you, Roger.
Yes, yeah.
It is about seatbelt use.
Yes.
And it came from, I was reading about it, came from an incident that happened. For I don't know how old you, but you were a kid when you saw an accident, right? You would tell the story?
Yeah, so when I was about 15 or 14 years old, we were actually driving back from an Arkansas Razorback baseball game. My cousin was a catcher for the Razorbacks, and we really late night, and we were driving back on the interstate, and these two cars were, like, racing, like, on the interstate past us. And next thing you know, one hits the other, and they start rolling in the ditch. And my stepdad, he is a police officer, a volunteer deputy sheriff. And so we pulled over. He was the first on the scene, jumped out of the car. And one man had been ejected from the vehicle.
Wow.
Yes.
That was
and
not pretty, I'm sure. Yeah.
No, yes. And so he wound up losing his life in my stepdad's arms that day, while the other four passengers in the vehicle didn't even have to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So that made a lasting mark.
It really did. And it made me realize, like, okay, why are we not doing this?
Yeah.
Like, it literally will save your life. And that's proven time and time again.
Is your goal to, is obviously by law you have to front the passenger and the front seat passenger and
yes.
the driver has to wear a seatbelt,
mm-hmm.
but you're looking to extend that.
Yes, I am. I'm working with my Senator Mark Johnson.
We know Mark. Yeah,
yeah.
Mark's been in the game a long time.
Yes,
yeah, good
a long
guy.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're going to draft legislation for the 2027 session, and he's going to support that and champion that.
You know, it's been that topic, not to go too far off down the road there, but you know what? Somebody came up to, we were talking with Ballantyne about it yesterday. You know, I scratched my head and say, well, you know, how are the buses, like school buses, how are kids not being
yes.
buckled up? Because here's the deal, you know, you're going to, if you have a wreck of a school bus and you're not buckled up, you're going all over. That's like shaking up a can of beans or something. I mean,
yes.
it's not a good deal. So
yes.
anyway, so the first thing is just to see if you can get legislation passed for the backseat of a regular
yes.
car.
Okay. Correct.
No, it's just a habit to buckle up all the time now.
Right.
Yeah, but listen, when we were young,
yes.
Ava, nobody buckled up.
I mean,
hardly anybody.
You know how old we want to tell you how old we are without telling you how old we are? We used to have cars that didn't have seatbelts.
Yes.
And there's that. Yeah, I was
yes.
like, they're making us wear a seatbelt. How dare they?
So annoying.
I remember my dad or whatever, you would push the seatbelts underneath your seat because yeah. they were in the way.
Right.
You didn't want
yes.
them. You didn't use
yeah.
them. I don't remember.
Well,
I don't remember. I mean, we used to ride in the back of pickup trucks. We used mm-hmm. to drink water out of a water hose. I don't know. Things have changed.
So your service initiative is called Every Seat, Every Ride, Buckle Up.
Yes.
And I noticed the numbers we mentioned yesterday, Roger. 194 unbuckled passenger vehicle occupants killed in crashes
mm-hmm.
in 2024. Nationwide, right at 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the odds are it's in your favor. I mean, that means you can't die in a car wreck with a seatbelt on, but sure does enhance your...
Right. Well, if you're ejected from the vehicle, you have over an 80% chance of dying. So that's not
yeah.
even
yeah.
injury. As
yeah.
soon as you are ejected from that
80%?
Vehicle,
yeah.
80% chance.
Wow.
And so you can't get ejected if you have your seatbelt on, right?
Right.
A couple things about you. You're on the dance team. You were right now. You have things
yes,
suspended, but you were
yes.
on the dance team at Ouachita.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were the first dance team.
Wow.
Yes, we started it.
That was probably scandalous down there.
I know.
There.
I
yes,
know the Baptist
yes.
school, but
yes,
we convinced them. We found a way. We raised the money. I was on the Conway dance team, and a bunch, there were like four or five of us, all of our parents went to Ouachita, we were all going to go, and so we fought for it, and it's our third year now, and it's thriving.
Do you have to do like the 50s music, or are you restricted, you know, a little bit less than the normal dance team gets to dance
There's
to?
Definitely some more rules and regulations.
I
love watching.
Hey, we're popping. You know, yeah, that's what I was thinking. The bandstand or something, as compared to.
I watch a lot of that, and I dig some of the from Dancing with the Stars. Obviously.
Oh my gosh,
there's so much
yes.
of that going on. But to
so
me,
good.
It's the upbeat stuff.
That's also you're a trailblazer when it comes to that. And I thought the other thing I noticed I'd read about you that you said, and I think this is something that we don't do as a society. And I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many times, and I've done it with my girlfriend, Jessica,
mm-hmm.
gone out with other couples or somebody else, and they just talk, and they never interact. They never listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I saw read about you that you said people today need to listen more, and that's
yes.
something that's important.
Yeah, that's something that my parents have always instilled in me. I've always been I was an opinionated little child.
Right.
I love to talk, and you know, they taught me these social skills so people would like me, which is
right,
good.
Sure.
But one of the things that they've always told me is you listen to understand, not listen to respond.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
great.
And when we start listening to just respond, we don't even hear what they said. And majority of our miscommunications and arguments and 100%. Conflict comes
yeah.
from miscommunication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well that is you know, that's beyond your years wisdom wise to be able, because I'm telling you, listen, I don't mind sitting there and listening to somebody talk for 2 hours about themselves.
Right.
I'm sure people go, well, that's you do that about yourself every day. I'm just saying you miss out on life sometimes when you're so occupied talking
mm-hmm.
about yourself. When you can hear something interesting, you can miss
yeah.
out on something special if you listen. So that's a great thing to do. Now, you're training. What will happen between now? You'll be all over the state for the next few months.
Yes. So we have 8 weeks until Miss America.
Okay.
So it's a really quick turnaround. Hit the ground running. It's in West Palm Beach this year,
okay.
Which is, I don't know if it's the first time, but first yeah. time in a long time.
Okay.
And so we have been doing, sponsor visits, meeting with all the sponsors for the first time. I've, you know, a new face, a new crown. And so just going and meeting all of them. And we have some incredibly generous sponsors
because of
our state.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, Jones & Son is one of our good friends. And I know they've been a tremendous sponsor for you
generous.
Guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jacob and Darrow. And then the money. How much money did you get as a part of winning this?
So just this year, I had $41,500. Yes.
That's outstanding.
Yes. Yeah. And then the past 3 years, about $52,000, maybe even more than that.
So you'll be touring the state, visiting with everybody, doing Miss Arkansas things. You got a car.
You
got to put the little thing on the side of Miss Arkansas.
It's bright red, and she's beautiful.
Okay. You want to give credit to whoever?
Yes, Bale Chevrolet. Okay. They are an incredible sponsor. Every year, they sponsor the car for Miss Arkansas.
You can't hide. You can't hide with a big sticker on the side.
No, who wants to, right?
Yeah.
And the Sharon Bell, she was actually Miss OBU and Miss Arkansas.
Very nice.
So we have two special connections
there.
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking about all the Miss Arkansas we've had. We had Savvy Shields here in the studio when she was Miss Arkansas.
She's incredible.
She set the bar. And I think we've had a runner-up in addition. I'm blank, Lacey. You can try. I was trying to think of Miss America. I was thinking we had a runner-up. And didn't we have a runner-up and a Miss America? I was trying to think if we had I just can't remember who it was.
Yes.
Who was the Miss Arkansas Roger that you were so infatuated with?
Why am I
just saying? That's okay.
Right,
I put you guys on the spot there.
No, I'm sitting here trying to think of who's the Miss Arkansas.
Elise Edie.
Oh my gosh, Roger was so infatuated with her.
I was. Well, no, maybe not in the same way, but I was too when I was little. She had the ventriloquism. I was probably like 5.
It was very unique.
Oh my gosh,
very unique.
And as a 5-year-old, I was like. She's magic.
Yeah. And Elise is doing TV in Atlanta. I think she's a great person.
Very successful.
And it wasn't too far away from, that's what I'm saying, from Savvy. It was somewhere we were at, Arkansas. Of course, we've had another.
She's from Conway as well, right? Isn't she Elise, from up that way? Or Russell? Fort Smith? Oh, very, okay.
Yeah, and I think we've had, who was the other? We've had two other Miss Americas, I
Who's
believe.
On Fox? Well, not Miss America.
Yeah, so, obviously, we wish you the best of luck there, and you'll be doing all the training. And now, like, what do you do for fun? What is Ava? What do you just do to unwind?
I love the lake.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all are lake people, but that is like my thing.
Okay. What lake did you grow up going to?
Grouse Ferry.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice.
It's just classic.
What about music? Are you a, what kind of, do you like all music? Anything in particular? Who's your favorite artist maybe that you listen to if you're going to have an hour drive and what you're going to listen to?
Okay, right now, I don't know if y'all have seen the Michael Jackson movie.
We were just talking about that.
I did.
Yeah.
He hasn't yet.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
But we live with
Michael. I've heard it's good.
Yeah, right. It's incredible. Yeah. I have like, literally, I think I've listened to probably over 50 hours of Michael Jackson.
Well, you know, if you go back.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, we took him for granted because with us our entire life.
Right.
Until he passed.
If you saw watch him as a child, and you saw he was one of a kind.
Oh, my gosh.
Ava, we had Michael, Prince,
I know.
And Elvis.
I know. Not them.
I know. Nothing.
It's sad.
So I gotta ask, so you have, three other sisters or four other sisters?
I have three sisters.
Okay, so what's that like? You know, what's it been like? And now that you're Miss Arkansas, how does that sort of change?
Is it
change
the twins?
Did it change? Did it change the dynamic? Like, oh, well, our sister's Miss Arkansas. I'm sure they're super excited for
Oh, my goodness, yes. So my twin sister and all my sisters, they're my number one fan. The loudest people in the audience.
Awesome.
And I live, so my sister has been my roommate through all of college. It's going to be very different because I won't be there. And so we'll have a year pretty much apart from each other, which is obviously sad. But they're just absolutely incredible. They're incredible supporters. And
as a twin, do y'all do everything like they say? Is it very similar to the thing?
It's very similar. Okay. So we're not identical in that way. And we have a lot of similar interests. She's an incredible dancer. And I'm the singer, but we both do both. We both love both. We have different personalities for sure. I'm definitely the louder one.
Yes.
And she's more to herself, but she's just incredible.
I'm not sure if you just tuned in to we're visiting with the new Miss Arkansas, Ava Weeks. I'm not sure which is the bigger accomplishment. winning Miss Arkansas or getting a dance team at OBU. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which is more significant. You know, Mike Huckabee. You know, there's Sarah. All, you know, there's a lot. Cliff Harris, our good friend, Cliff Harris Stadium.
Yes.
We do an award in his name, national award in his name, and so that's pretty remarkable.
It's pretty special. They both took a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Well, listen. You know, you're always welcome on this show. You become part of our family, Morning Mayhem family. So if we can do anything to help promote what you're doing, especially when you get through. You know, it's just, you know, everybody wants to have, you know, your time now. But one of these days, when 5 or 10 years, you'll have kids, you'll be doing, you'll remember old Morning Mayhem. We'll still be willing to help you out.
Whatever happened what you're to doing. Those guys?
Well, you know, Lacey was telling us about Stanley. She remembered doing something with Stanley back before 2004. And or Bill Vickery. Bill Vickery, I think, used to help train girls who were getting ready for the Miss Arkansas contest. Well, it's again
like Kramer did.
I don't know
that episode. So.
Well, again, it's a great system in the fact that it benefits a lot of young ladies to scholarships and those kind of things. So it's a great deal. And now you become part of a very special group. Yeah, like, very special,
incredible legacy.
Yeah,
I can't. I hope to be slightly as good as all of the other incredible ones.
Well, I know that your mom and dad are very proud of you. Yes. I think, too, if you go a few miles over the speed limit, you probably get out of a ticket.
You'll be wearing your seatbelt.
That's right.
I will never speed.
Can you imagine? So Mike Hager.
I wouldn't either.
Mike Hager.
You'd be in parade mode the entire
time. Right? Yeah. Start waving.
Absolutely.
Mike Hager is a dear friend of ours who's the head of the Arkansas State Police. You don't think Roger, when he heard, wow, about what your platform is going to be. We need to talk.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just because obviously they want to make sure.
I look forward to all of those. And I've already done some partnerships with them before I was Miss Arkansas, too. So I am extremely excited to continue that relationship.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You got more media to do today, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're very honored that we're the first radio show that you hung out with. So we're big fans now. We're big Ava Weeks.
Thank you. I'm big fans, too.
By the way, Ava, so did your mom tell you where the name or dad, where did they do that up based off Ava Gardner, or they just love the sound of the name?
So
of
it was actually my mom's grandma and her best friend. So they were Anna and Ava.
Okay.
And that is my sister and I were Anna and Ava.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Ava. Yeah, like I said, the Raj for us, the Ava Gardner.
Ava Bella.
Ava Bella Spud Day Spa.
Ava Bella. That's a good one, too. All right. Ava got a DeVita.
There's that. Well, listen, we're going to be rooting for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I know you'll continue to work hard and do all the right things. Congratulations to your parents. I know they're super proud.
They
and so. Yeah, so now you got the whole state of Arkansas rooting you on.
I can't wait. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, now all we got to do is just get her to This is Ava, Miss Arkansas.
Oh, we do need to do that.
You
maybe
want to do that now?
Before you leave, maybe get Christian, our producer, to have you said you're listening to the Morning Mayhem. Roger, whatever.
Your name, Miss Arkansas 2026, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem.
And how about this, Christian? Why don't you and Roger, we'll figure out the song.
Okay.
What's the name of the song from Phantom of the Opera?
Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again. Song.
What is it?
Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again.
Okay, we're going to listen to that. We're going to see. Let me say, both these guys can carry it, too.
Yeah, well, I think we're more likely to sing, You've Got a Friend in Me. You've Got a Friend in Me. We know that one a little bit more than that one.
They have the ability, Ava, to carry any tune. They can do it.
He sets us up.
It's the truth.
Well, we need a duet sometimes. So.
It's the truth. Well, listen, what an appropriate song to send off Ava. She's a bad mama jamma. That is you.
Thank y'all so much.
Ava Weeks, congratulations. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, don't go away. John Daly. We go from Mr. Arkansas to John Daly. You're not getting that on Sirius Satellite today. All right, don't go away. 7:24. Oh, Jesus.
Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Cabo Verde stunned Spain by tying them 0-0 in their first ever World Cup game. It is the biggest surprise of the tournament so far. Cabo Verde is ranked as the 67th best team in the world, while Spain is second. Their goalkeeper, Vozinho, was named man of the match. The 40-year-old had 7 saves. After the game, his Instagram following jumped from 50,000 to 2.5 million in the span of just hours. He's over 6 million as of this morning. Today, some heavy hitters will play. France and Senegal will play at 2, then Norway and Iraq will play at 5. Argentina and Algeria will face off at 8, and then in the final game of the night, Austria and Jordan will play at 11. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver of the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny today and maybe borderline hot. A high of 89 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear. We'll drop down to 71 and starts getting a little more humid tonight. Tomorrow will be hot and humid and breezy. A high of 93, but a heat index could get over 100 tomorrow. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Hey, you guys!
Oh, man. Roger, you're knocking out the hits today. You had Mexico earlier. You got Sweet Freedom, Michael McDonald. Jessica and I were listening to Sweet Freedom, not Sweet Freedom, the Doobie Brothers, and talking about you. Here we go.
No more running down the wrong road.
Just smell the stink.
Dancing to a different world.
Right through your speaker.
Can't you see what's going on? Deep inside your heart.
No carpet.
Such a great song.
Gotta get that out.
Always searching for
my man.
You know, the video of Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal standing behind him as he's singing this song for the music video, and it's obvious that there's lip syncing going on, you know, obviously because of how much fun they had making that video.
Roger, we'll have John Daly coming up in a second. We'll look for his phone call. Uh-huh. If you didn't hear, we're going to start this week. We are going to go to 5 restaurants that have been open 100 years, more than 100 years each. The first one we're going to start with is the Ohio Club, which is 121 years old, 1905. Of course, Rex Nelson will have on tomorrow to tell us about all these because he's been to all of them. But he said you need to give, you know, just needs to have an asterisk because when it first opened in 1905, it really wasn't a restaurant. It was a bar only. But it's still been open, and they're serving food. So we're going to go to there
first. You know what's interesting to know now since you mentioned that is what is the very first item that these other restaurants sold? Because we're talking about 100 years ago. So in 1926, right?
No, 1905. Is when it's open.
No, I'm talking about the other, anything that's 100 years old is what I'm saying.
That's right. Yeah, before that. That's right. The 1920s. Right. So, for example.
So, 1920. Okay.
Well, for example,
you know what I'm thinking? You know what? We're so old that it's the 1900s now when we talk about this stuff.
I know. Go ahead and punch up there, Dan.
I'm
going to
punch up
there. Other one, besides Ohio Club Roger, then we're going to go to the White House Cafe in Camden. That's been open 119 years. I've actually eaten there once. 119 years old. I think it's the longest running restaurant of all of them.
So that beats virtue of what Nelson saying. Yeah, I got you.
Then we've got they don't even have the exact date. They say in the early 1910s, Jones Barbecue Diner in Marianna, 116 years old. That one, Roger, has been a Beard Award winner for barbecue. Yeah. That guy's just an old guy that opens up. He does about an hour and a half, and when the meat runs out, he's done.
Makes sense.
So then we go also Skyline Cafe in Mena. It's 104 years old. It opened in 1922.
I wonder what Big Dave is eating there.
Yeah, that's where he was raised. Then last but not least, I've heard about this place, Dixie Pig in Blytheville. It's 103 years old, opened in 1923, and we'll be going there.
It's a cute place as well, right?
What's that?
Barbecue place?
It is. I haven't been to Dixie Pig. I haven't been to Skyline Cafe.
Right.
Haven't been to Jones Barbecue. I've been to White House Cafe in Ohio Club.
Michael Dampier one year, you know, when I was doing the
Ohio Club.
Yeah, I made us a burger. I can't say that I've been to any of the other ones. I will say I haven't been to any of the other ones.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We're gonna try all the food. And I love that. There are a couple more that have been open more than 100 years.
We're not going to charge them, as Tommy used to say, right? We're not going to do that, right? Is that right?
That's right.
We will not charge them.
We're not doing the shows from there. We'll do the show here, and then we'll take off and go
and
have
lunch.
And report back. Yeah. So anyway, looking forward to doing that. We're excited about it. Just part of our summer of adventure. I love it, and I love the fact that
they're 100 years old, dude.
Yeah, how about that?
So the barbecue places, yeah, so obviously they're still in queue.
Yeah.
And where they are, I mean, we're all over the state. Where was this? I mean, you just got to think of what it was like in 1926.
Selling. Look at them. 1907, 1905, 1910, 1922, 1923.
Okay, yeah, 1907. You're selling rock sandwiches.
Do we have Daly's open ready to go there, Christian?
I got it ready.
Okay, let's roll. Let's roll.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at Honda of Russellville. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
Come on. He paid the taxes, name it large. Hit,
yeah. Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good.
I saw your new commercial for Dunkin' Donuts. Now, I was trying to see. I don't know if you've seen it, Roger. You say they bleep you out. The one I saw. What are you saying there? That they bleep you out?
I'm ready.
vodka.
Okay, so he said they've left a little room at the top in this drink that he has. He said I leave it for blank. So I didn't know what you said. So. Listen, man. Yeah, congratulations. You continue for a guy who, you know, is not even playing that much golf anymore. You're hotter than ever.
Just doing what I can.
Okay, I don't blame you, guy. Get it while you can, JD. That's exactly right. Got to talk about your son, Junior, John Daly II, played as a pro for the first time. I think shot a 74 the first day. You popped him a text and said, don't worry, just go out tomorrow and shoot a 64. That's what you texted him, and that's exactly what he did on the second day.
Yeah, I wish I'd have said 58. Maybe he'd have done that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But he finished 55th in the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he came back, made the cut. He's making a ton of birdies. He's just making too many doubles. But he says, Dad, I love it. You know, I'm happy I made the cut.
Awesome.
You know, just getting his feet wet. He's loving it.
Yeah.
And hopefully he gets in a bunch more.
Don't you know, John, it's the, you think of where John Jr. is, John Daly the second, where John Daly was. Completely different place than you were. You know, everybody knows him. You know, he walks into, you know, this, you know, professional golf with sponsors and money. A lot different than where you were when you started.
Oh, yeah, I had nothing, man, when I started. You know, Lil Jon's NILs were great. He's got some sponsorships now. So, yeah, it's more comforting for him knowing that he's got a little bit of money that, he's always got Dad, but just the fact that he's doing it on his own and he works his butt off. I'm just so proud of him, man. It's really cool to watch him from when he started to where he is now. It's a blessing. It's just awesome.
I was thinking, Roger, you know, it'd be cool for John to be able to go and follow Junior, but the problem is, you go out there, you become, you know, the center of attention and a distraction, I would imagine, right?
I don't think that. It's just hard for me to go out because, you know, my legs just won't allow me to walk. I could probably walk maybe 9 holes with him, and then I'd have to go in the clubhouse and drink another, you know, 40 good boys or something, but I wouldn't be able to watch all 18 holes because I know they're not going to give me a cart to watch it, but,
sure.
But, you know, it's okay. I mean, he loves what he's doing, and I know he'd love for me to be out there. But you know, I'm gonna get out there when I can. But I'm gonna keep staying busy as long as I can too, because this is kind of fun what we're doing.
You bet. We're visiting with John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville, the number one Honda power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas, and the number three largest in the United States, right there in Russellville. Yeah, you're hotter than ever, and you're all over social media. I was talking with Roger about it. Yesterday I saw a clip of you, and this is what's tough. This is what, you know, our good buddy Justin Moore is taking some time away to focus on his health, and it's really demanding. You guys that are on the national level, it's so demanding, and nobody has it more than you because everybody wants to have the John Daly that we know and the gregarious, loving, crazy, drinking, golf-playing John Daly. But I'll tell you, that takes a lot out of you. And I was looking the other day, and you're playing with another round of golf with four or five guys, and you're barefoot, you're putting with one hand. I mean, I know that's got to be, you know, you're doing that multiple times a week. I mean, that's got to be physically draining. So you just got to come up with fun ways to do it, I guess, to approach it, right?
Yeah, I just keep doing what I'm doing. You know, our good boy sales are really, really great right now. I'm going to do a lot more of that stuff. You know, just to go out and have fun, to be able to go out, play barefooted and be around people that just love being around me and having a good time. And that's the way I love to play golf now, man. I want to make sure I'm just having a good time.
Yeah,
and I'm basically tired of the grind. I don't want to have to grind anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Well, you still grind. I mean, the travel, you know, Roger and I were talking about Justin. You know, anytime you're hopping on a bus and you're going somewhere and you're going, it's a lot, man.
Physical and mental.
Physical and mental. That's right. It's both of that. And so I hope you find the time to rest and relax. I know we've got some big things we're going to be talking about in Dardanelle for you, John, and the Boys and Girls Club coming up soon and some other things. So excited about that. And, boy, I got to tell you, I sent it to Roger the other day. For those who don't know, this good boy vodka that you're all over the place with, they showed a line the other day, John, or people that were in line to get you to sign an autograph or, you know, I guess a box of the drinks. And it was out the store and probably, I would say, a good 100 yards. I mean, a legit 100 yards long. I mean, it had to take you a couple hours at least to sign that. I mean, it's amazing the kind of response you're getting when you go out and do that kind of thing.
I'd say, it's heartwarming. I mean, it averages 1,500 to 2,000 people.
Wow.
And these lines is waiting to, it's crazy. And it's just, I love my fans. What else can I say, man? They're awesome.
Well, they love you. Yeah.
Well, we know, I mean, to compare that, I don't know all the numbers. That's a lot of people you're talking about right there, 1,000, 2,000 people. And we've had Terry Bradshaw come to town and try to sell his whiskey.
Yeah.
And Hulk Hogan was here before he passed.
He was doing beer.
Do his beer and all that. Nothing compares to that. I mean, you are, well, I mean, and it's not just Arkansas you're talking about.
Yeah, and John, I'll give you credit. You hustle.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you, you get out there, you know, you're willing to work. And, you know, that's one thing. When you understand sponsorship, you know, John.
Anna's cracking that whip. Get out there.
Well, the other thing, John, we have to acknowledge is that, it sort of ties in with you. The other night at the Knicks game, they're on the sideline, court side, were your two buddies, Coach Cal and Adam Sandler, sitting next to each other. And, of course, you know, it's not Sandler doing this, but Coach Cal is doing the selfie that he's posting. But I don't know if you had a chance to see that, but that was I thought that was pretty funny, especially with your connection to those guys.
Yeah, Coach Cal called me before the game. He was going really, really early. And he says, "I'm sitting with your buddy, Adam." And I go, "That's awesome. Send me a pic." And he sent me a pic, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was quite that. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. He gets it too, John. He gets the marketing. He's smart enough. He's savvy. And he's sincere. You know, he's not a BSer. He's a legit guy. But I love the fact that he recognizes all those moments are special. And he doesn't have he doesn't have any problem, John, pulling out the camera and taking a picture.
Oh, and you know, Adam Sandler wouldn't either.
No.
I mean, so that's what they're, you know, that's why they're two of my greatest friends ever. And, you know, it's just fun hanging around those two guys, too. I mean, Coach is unbelievable how positive he is. And then Adam is just, you know, he's just so laid back and kind of like I like to be. But and he's just so freaking funny. It's unbelievable.
You know, too, Raj, I think we are scheduled. I think it's this weekend. You got the VFW post over there near Dardanelle that we've always helped over the years. I think that I think the big golf tournament is just this weekend at Lions Den. Isn't that right, John? I'm still going off the top of my head. Do you recall? I think it's this weekend.
Yeah, it is. June 20th.
Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, so we obviously we're going to try to get over there and be a part of that. So the other thing I want to mention real quick that we were talking about Junior being 55th at this Corn Ferry tournament this past weekend. The winner, John, we had no idea. The winner is Roger Scott's neighbor over in Benton. His name is Zach Fisher. Shot a final round 69 to win the tournament this past weekend.
I didn't know he was a neighbor, Johnny. He's not come over to my house to introduce himself.
he's from Texarkana, played at like UT, one of the Texas small colleges. And, it was his 171st start. And I be frank, I had never heard of him. And so another Arkansan there, so we're going to try to get him on the show Thursday. I didn't know if you knew that or not, John, so I just want to make sure you were aware of that. So we love it when guys from Arkansas do well. So anyway.
Little John told me his buddy won, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, again, that makes sense that they know each other. Yeah, what's that guy?
This right here, let's see if we can hear this right here.
Here we go. This is a Dunkin' Donuts commercial.
Here we go.
Whenever I go to Dunkin', I order a daily style with a little bit of room. And sometimes they say, "Room for what?" And I say, "It's a little room to put all my hopes and dreams in." And they say, "Really?" And I'm like, "Nah, I'm just putting in there."
Okay, I get
it. You know what? I love the fact that Dunkin' Donuts let
How
you
about
be
that?
Yourself,
yes.
Say
great,
that,
great point.
And want you in that spot. That speaks volumes about both of you.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Absolutely.
So what there are three flavored drinks. It's like it looks like some kind of punch or something. And what you're saying is that you don't fill it to the top. It's your special little room. You said you can put all your hopes and dreams in there.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to put something else there.
Yeah,
they bleep it out. You're right. That's edgy for Dunkin'.
That's
huge. Yeah, this. All right. Well, listen, man. Hey, congratulations. You keep knocking it out of the park everywhere
good
you go.
Job.
You also what? You got big ass fans. And what's the other one? The charcoal. Charcoal.
Kingsford. Okay. Kingsford charcoal.
Of course you got
Kingsford. I'm doing Modo Casino this week.
All right, well, give Anna a big hug for us. We got to talk too about this summer over in Darnell's. We got some good fun things happening, and we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
You got it. Love you guys. Go Hogs. Go LJ.
Love you. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Go and go LJ. That's it. Right?
Yeah, that's so funny. I couldn't understand the spot at first. I just glanced at it real quick. That's what it is.
They don't drink coffee. Anytime you get coffee.
But it's colored.
No. Yeah, I know that. Right, but anytime you get coffee, they'll say to you, you want to leave a little room for your cream.
Oh, is that what they
all
do?
All the time. Yeah. So when it gets to Dunkin',
this is a little different. Need a little room.
For the juice, absolutely.
For those who are missing Rick Schaefer, don't worry. Rick Schaefer is coming up at 8:05.
What do you say about that, Rick?
Let me tell those people something. Shut up.
Come on, Rick, do it. Come on, Reggie.
Ding dong, ding, blue moon.
You know what?
Wow. I want to hear it say ziggity. You got ziggity diggity?
We'll find it. What we're also going to have to do is now that you tell me that, I've got to get from Josh Curtis, who right now is the leader of Village Drive, Legacy Village Drive neighborhood, right now the leader of the nicest lawn in the neighborhood right now.
Wow! For those who missed it, Roger yard shamed.
I'm a lawn snob. Lawn shaming.
That was good. Yard shaming.
So I've got to find this new guy that you're telling me about. I've got to go and see where he is and go look here.
I called you a yard bully, landscape bully.
I think that's harsh. I think bully is too harsh. I just
you called it. What did you say about Josh? You go, well, man, Josh has got the yard. He really needs to weed eat.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I just said because he cut it. He just needed to edge, and he knew that. He knew that, and I am. Listen, there's worse things. I'm just trying to help all of our property.
As we go to break here, this is from
have a secret. What do you call it? Homeowners Association, and Josh is the. Justice of it all.
Our Middleton Eaton Air text line. My buddy Rick bought the Ohio Club about 19 years ago. I helped run it for a couple of years. He put the full kitchen in it, sold it a few years ago. That's Rob from Samantha's.
Sadiq
bought it. Sadiq and his wife bought it probably three or four years ago.
Yeah, but prior to this guy saying that he bought it,
That was Donna Petty.
They were selling food then too, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Someone says my favorite date with my wife happened at the Ohio Club. We sat upstairs for lunch and played gin for over an hour. Yeah, how about that? That thing, I presume it's that same location. We'll be there this Thursday to check it out. It's the same location. It's been there since 1905.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Somebody said Roger's a sod Nazi. I sort of like that. Sod Nazi.
Side Nazi?
Sod.
Sod. Ooh.
Here's one that says Secret Lawn Society.
Secret lawn. Listen, I make no apologies because I'm a lawn snob, but I don't mean harm by it.
All right, no music. We're just going to go straight to break.
No, we're going to do this.
I just got tired of that same old job.
Just take us out?
Yeah, just about cover Mexico, taking us to break. So good.
I bet you thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico. But I've learned to speak the language song.
Come on, son.
Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would.
So good.
I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico.
Progressive's accident response can detect and send help when you need it most, after a major car accident. But other accidents, you're on your own. Like when you accidentally call your wife, Mom. When you accidentally say, Happy Holidays on someone's birthday. When you accidentally wave at someone you thought was waving at you. We can't help with those accidents, but Progressive's accident response provides peace of mind after major car accidents. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Limited availability in California. Driver is responsible for emergency and towing charges not covered by the policy.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
And now at Staples, save 25% on all custom banners.
Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. Some banners available same day when ordered by 12 p.m. Hence 8-1 exclusions apply.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing, while Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability, making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
Good things come in mini packages at Southland Casino Hotel this May and June. Join us for cruising into summer. Saturdays from 7 to 11 p.m., 450 winners share over $400,000 in free play and prizes. One free daily entry, 500 points earns one more. Grand prize winners on May 30th and June 27th win a share of 10,000 free play or a 2026 Mini Cooper convertible. Cruise into summer at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Tune in each week for I Did Not See That Coming in The Zone. Every Tuesday, Justin and Phil discuss those stories that cause you to raise an eyebrow. I Did Not See That Coming is presented by Moe's Southwest Grill with the $9.99 lunch special, where you'll get a junior burrito, chips, queso, and a drink for only $9.99 in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Benton, and Conway.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Tony Schiavone, 2 days ago, I took a woman on a little rendezvous. We had a close encounter, and I took her places. The space shuttle can't go, Daddy. That's what you're dealing with when you're talking about whoo, Slick Rick, the world's heavyweight wrestling champion.
Dude's still alive, still talking, still drinking at the bar. Man, Roger's jamming today, man.
I'm sorry. I right now, that stink that is coming through your speakers is Morning Mayhem funk. And you cannot get one of those rearview mirror sensing things to fix it.
Roger was called the, what do the listeners called you? The Gestapo?
The Gestapo.
Gestapo. Oh, my gosh.
That's perfect.
It is Sad Nazi Gestapo. That is so good. Gestapo, Secret Law Gestapo. Society. What was the other one?
Listen. Again, I will go by and see this golfer. And his yard, his lawn should probably be fairway good.
Hey, I'm curious, too, out there. I was in Clarksville yesterday. Jessica, my girlfriend, was speaking to the Rotary Club up there. And when I was up there, I went to the buzz and I could hear our signal. But a couple of people said sometimes they hear it, sometimes they don't. I want to know how far you can hear our signal right now. How far out? Obviously, if you're not 30 minutes. I'm talking about if you're an hour and a half, 2 hours
on terrestrial radio.
How far is our signal going that sounds decent before it breaks up? Pop us a text. Let us know, 661-1037. I'd like to know that. I'd like to know the power of the buzz signal, the power of our 100-story antenna.
Bring it home.
At Chenal Mountain. The power of the buzz, the power of Morning Mayhem. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
That's how you do it.
Come on, girl. Here we go.
This message from our Milton Heaton Air text line. This is fair. Somebody says, funny hearing David doing an ad talking about engagement rings, apparently something he plans on never having to buy for Jessica. So Roger and Christian, this past Sunday was 10 years for me and Jessica.
Oh, congratulations. Way to go.
I didn't post anything because you know what it would end up being?
Yeah.
It would be just a beat-up fest. It would be a beat-up fest. Loser! Put a ring on it.
Is this your longest relationship?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it shatters the record. It shatters.
It does
record.
Shatter. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
almost like I was trying to think of a
it shatters.
Record.
How long were you with your first wife before you got married?
Three. Something like okay. three. Yeah. Like three.
So you
three
take your first wife. Your last four girlfriends have not added up to 10 years.
Yeah, it's yeah, and so you know.
Well, if we got, yeah,
I'm afraid
great.
If we got married, we'd get divorced. Because here's the deal. She doesn't want any there's, part of
there,
my...
There may be
listen,
some
I got a legal
that.
Issue I'm dealing with, and I'm not happy, you but I'm so glad I've got great legal representation because I'm getting ready to burn this mother... down. Not here. Not the station. my situation I'm dealing with. I'm sorry. Yeah, not the
here's
station.
Here's the thing. A lot of people, you know, they can afford it. I mean, again, I am successful in my life. Not financially, but by my family. I'm very proud of them. My little grandson, James, just got his first Bible and went to Vacation Bible School yesterday. Now, here's another part of it right here. A lot of people that have this financial wealth, they have multiple homes.
Yeah.
You two could keep both of your homes and stay married.
I know. That's what we'd probably do. Separately. I think if we got married, I think that they'd just stay in separate homes.
You don't listen.
Is that, would that be weird?
Samantha loves
would that be
me
weird?
More. That, the only thing she loves more than me is Christ Jesus. I believe that. And maybe her children and then her grandchildren. I'm in there, so I'm in the top five. But there are times that I know that she deserves to have me spend a night out of town. No, for me to live out of town.
Yeah.
Go out of town. It's a novel
thing.
She'll ask me.
Some couples
are you going out of town?
Some couples live in separate bedrooms. They sleep in separate bedrooms. It happens. Hey, real quick, Roger. Hey,
the
text messages are pouring in, so let's try to get them real quick. Right. I can get the station right at Higdon by Greer's Fair Lake and only lose it because of the hills. I lose the signal at Prescott. Okay. Let's see
that
here.
Makes sense. Prescott and Hope.
Heading to Texarkana. Let's see here. Just north of Russellville, once you get to Clarksville, y'all drop it completely. I just thought we would get to Clarksville.
Yeah. I lose it right there off of 430 by the Shackelford exit.
Wheatley, Arkansas. Here's one. Loud and clear, Dardanelle. I drove to Fayetteville last night, Thursday. It was pretty clear all the way to Ozark.
Dardanelle's okay. great. Ozark's good. Where's Wheatley?
I'm not sure.
Wheatley is East Arkansas.
That's right. It's Wheatley
over there
something
by Palestine.
Else, right? Isn't Wheatley something?
I'm picking you up in Monticello and can hear
kinda
you pretty
close
good.
To Mariano.
Monticello, that's a long way.
Now, did we get us? They get us down in El Dorado when we were down there at the hotel?
I don't think so. I think that's a long shot. I picked you up several times, crystal clear in Oxford, Mississippi. That's shot. Every once in a while it does. Sure. Someone said breaks up to Forest City. Surely we don't get to Forest City. 30 minutes out.
It's got
to
break up a little bit before that.
30 minutes out of DeWitt, still crystal clear. Start to go out between Pendleton and Dumas. I need to find in Rosebud. I mean, look at all the people texting. Wow. I know it reaches Story, Arkansas. Anything north of there starts cutting out. Love the show. Woo pig. Look at all the people that are texting. It's fairly clear out of Hot Springs until you get close to Glenwood, where the Caddo River runs through.
Yeah, you know, that's because there's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
You know what? It's so ridiculous. It's 2026.
Spotty and Batesville, some days better than others. Yeah, I know sometimes up there, Lamar to the west, I can get you in Forest City. On a cloudy day, I hear you, Monroe, Louisiana. I can hear it for Springdale. I don't believe that. Coming in great from Grady. Wow.
Well,
look at all the
that's
look
that
at
new antenna.
Look
too.
At all the people that are sending us messages.
Thank
wow.
You. Thank you so much.
I get chills. I'm getting chills at all
there
these people.
Are. I thought you were just glad to see
look
me.
At this, Roger.
I
your
see
signal
it.
Goes into Yellville. Crystal clear and B branch.
That's awesome.
Liliffy and Benton.
Thank you for taking
but only when Roger speaks.
What's that?
Wow.
What did it say?
Only when you speak.
About what?
No, never mind. Wow, this is amazing. Loud and clear in Jacksonville. When driving in Memphis, I start look at all the people. Wow, that are seeing all of our listeners. Thank you so much. Makes me feel good. We say, hey, listen, hashtag blessed, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
All right, don't go away. Rick Schaefer up next.
Spring is almost over and the summer's coming. The days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
ESPN and The Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Hi, this is Quinn Grover. When you need expert health care, UAMS Health is here for you. From cancer and heart care to neurology, obstetrics, orthopedics, and more, UAMS Health provides advanced care across a